This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Jones, J-O-N-E-S, first name Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E, the date of birth 7-18-1950, date of evaluation October 24, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. Hassan, the chief complaint, 72-year-old African-American male, is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for surgery of the cervical spine, period. The HPI patient reports industrial injury to the cervical spine. He was initially evaluated at Kaiser, period. He had noted neck pain, which radiated from the midline to the cervical axial region, period. He has had pain involving the bilateral interscapular region, bilateral superior trapezius, right greater than left, period. His associated symptoms include numbness and tingling of the right deltoid and right forearm into the right hand digits, period. The symptoms are exacerbated by cervical and right upper extremity movement, period. He has had minimal relief with rest and reports difficulty performing his usual work duties, period. The pain typically lasts for about 3 minutes. He rated as 8/10 subjectively, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. He specifically denies chest pain, orthopnea, or PMD, period. The past medical history: 1, diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number hypertension, next number chronic kidney disease, past surgical history, anterior neck surgery, secondary to trauma, paralyzed vocal cord, secondary to pain. The medication, hydrochlorothiazide daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams, one daily, metformin, half tablet BID, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, one daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father and mother both had diabetes, most of his siblings died with diabetes, social history, he has history of cigarette smoking and alcohol, but denies drug use. The review of systems, constitutional, he reports numbness in his right arm, eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses, nose, he has other problems with smell, throat, he has sore throat, hoarseness, neck, he has stiffness, gastrointestinal, he reports heartburn and antacid use. Psychiatric, he has depression and insomnia. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 123/87, pulse 97, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 159.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Neck exam reveals bulging at C5-6 level period. There is tenderness on rotation of the neck period. The skin, there is a large plaque-like discoloration involving the right arm and posterior shoulder, otherwise unremarkable. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 89 beats per minute, atrial premature beat, and nonspecific wave abnormalities, period. X-rays of the cervical spine, November 11, 2021, demonstrate moderate multi-level degenerative changes, loss of cervical lordosis, no evidence of fractures/dislocations. There is anterolisthesis at C4-C5, measuring 3.1 millimeters, period. Cervical MRI dated July 19, 2022 demonstrates multi-level degenerative changes with varying degrees of foraminal stenosis. Most notably, there is severe bilateral foraminal stenosis at C5-6 and anterolisthesis at C4-C5. There is found to be degenerative disc disease and facet arthropathy with straightening of cervical lordosis and retrolisthesis at C2-C3, C3-C4, and C5-C6, period. The MRI was consistent with severe cervical radiculopathy, cervical disc disorder with myelopathy, and cervical spinal stenosis, period. He has severe right foraminal stenosis at C5-6, cervical radiculopathy, and C4-C5, unstable anterolisthesis. The impression, this is a 72-year-old male with multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, period. He is found out severe spinal stenosis now requiring C5-C6 anterior cervical discectomy fusion for diagnosis of M54.12, period. Blood pressure is noted to be reasonably controlled, period. He has history of hypercholesterolemia, diabetes, and chronic kidney disease, period. These appear clinically stable, period. Given his age and multiple comorbidities, his overall risk is slightly increased, period. However, he is felt to be optimized for his procedure, and he is cleared for pain. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Carolyn Jones.